tape number 12, a concluding tape of the 12-tape series of sermon speeches given by Pastor Jiang in California. The topic is Keys to a Victorious Spiritual Warfare. This sermon is preceded by a testimony shared by a Christian in the church. First, let me thank all and praise our great Lord. And for the past few months, I have been listening to Pastor Jiang's message focusing on the keys to a victorious spiritual warfare. I think I really learned a great deal from these messages. And not only that, not only I listened to the message, I tried to put these teachings and messages into practice. And it really made great changes to me. And I learned how to fight this spiritual warfare in different areas of my life. I really have a lot of areas which needs to be worked at and worked on. And so I really need to fight the evil one. And I really need to protect myself against all these poisonous arrows. I mean the poisonous arrows, the arrows from the evil one, the arrows of pride, the arrows of impatience, the arrows of other things like bitterness in my heart, all that. And it reminded me the teachings from the book of Ephesians. Yes, our Lord really placed great expectations from His children, which is us. So we really need to just fight this spiritual warfare so we can glorify the name of our Lord. So I really learned how to just ignore myself, to sort of like to do what I learned from the messages, regardless of my own feelings, regardless of my own responses, regardless of my own agenda. I need to put all these things aside. I need to place my complete trust in the Lord. Do whatever the Lord tells me to do. And since I started this spiritual battles, and I engaged myself in these battles, and starting from within my family, I started to experience the changes God has brought into my families. And I also just prayed everything, no matter big or small, everything in my life, I prayed to God and praised God name for it. Whatever comes my way, whatever happens in my life, I praise God because God just allowed these things to come into my life. God Himself brought these things along my way. So there was a purpose behind this. So I need to pray to God every minute of life. I need to pray to God for everything, big or small, in my life, to praise Him for it. And because I continue to pray to God, I continue to praise the great name of my Lord, I find I'm strengthened. My spiritual life has been strengthened, has been supported and comforted by my Lord. And I think this is really engage ourselves into the spiritual warfare that there is the only way. There is the only way to glorify the name of the Lord. Not only that, I also discovered, to my surprise, is it depends on how much of myself I put onto the cross, to nail onto the cross. The more pieces of myself I put to death, the more areas I can open myself up to the Lord, so the Lord can come into me to build Him, to build me, make me, and mold me into more of His likelihood. I also learned the important lesson is the more I die to myself, the more I open myself up to God, so God can come into my heart to build me up more. So I really need to thank my Lord for it. Pastor Jiang's message follows. Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verses 14 through 18. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servants of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do now? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and the chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, "Strike these people with blindness." So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. Look here, what a powerful prayer Elisha prayed. So first thing is, Elisha asked the Lord to open the eyes of the servant. Then the servant did see they have all sorts of armies and chariots, fire, soldiers with them. So it is important, being Christians, being children of God, we really need to ask God to open our eyes within, open our eyes of our spiritual life. Because a lot of things in the spiritual realm, we cannot see. We cannot see, despite the fact that we are God's children. So that's why Elisha prayed the first part of the prayer, which is open the eyes of the servant. So the backdrop of this story is they are facing this great army. This great army. The servant was really frightened, but Elisha was not. Elisha was not. The difference between Elisha and the servant is Elisha saw what the servant did not see. So that's why Elisha prayed to God, open the eyes of the servant so the servants can see. So now, once the eyes of the spirit of the servant was opened by the Lord, the servant did see the chariots of fire and horses. They have such a large number. So the servant was encouraged and was comforted. So, Christian brothers and sisters, we really need to pray the same kind of prayer to Lord. Lord, come to me, open my eyes, even though I'm confronted with all these difficulties, all these troubles, all these problems, all these tribulations and sufferings. It seems I'm overwhelmed. Lord, what can I do now? What shall I do now? But you really need to pray to God, God, open my eyes so I can see the chariots of fire. I can see the horses. Once our eyes are open, when we see that God is with us, if God is on my side to help us, then we will not be afraid. Like our sister just a few minutes ago shared with us her testimony. So, see, the Lord is also expecting a great inheritance from us. We are children of God. God is expecting a lot of things from us, a lot from us, because that's God's inheritance, which is our faith, which is our faith. So how can we be a strong Christian then? Be a strong Christian, we need to rely on God. We need to rely on the strength of God. We need to rely on the provision of God. We need to rely on the faith given by God. So, Christian brothers, why sometimes we are so weak? Why sometimes we are rendered useless, helpless, and strengthless? That's because our spiritual eyes are not open. Not open. And Paul experienced more or less the same thing. So, when Paul's eyes, the spiritual eyes inside Paul, was really opened by God, Paul changed completely. He became an entirely different person. So by just at the end of Paul's life, he said, "I have fought these battles. I have fought my battles. You have set me out to fight." So Christian brothers, we are also in this spiritual battleground, in this spiritual warfare. We need to pray God so God can open our eyes. Whenever we feel we are frightened, we feel we are afraid, we feel we are timid, we feel it seems like we are so weak, we are overwhelmed, we need to pray the prayer of Elisha. We need to be like St. Paul. We need to rise to the occasion to fight this spiritual warfare with the strength in the faith of the Lord, in the name of our Lord. Remember, once Paul was in the ship was about to be capsized. Paul saw what other people on the ship did not see, on the boat did not see, because Paul saw God was with him. So he just comforted the other people on the boat. And upon new, yes, the boat is going to be turned upside down, it's going to capsize, but none in the boat will perish. All the lives would be saved. That's why the Bible told us, we care about those things which we don't see. We don't care about those things which we see, because those things we do not see, they are of eternity. But those things we see, they are temporary. They are temporary. They are for a short while, and they will evaporate. But those things we cannot see, these things are of eternity. In Psalm 68, verse 17, the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands, and the Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. So here says the chariots of God are tens of thousands and the thousands of thousands. And this is the great army God has sent to help each and every one of us. No matter what kind of difficult situation we are in, no matter how big a difficulty appears before us, but God's chariots are with us. And this chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. So what do you have? What do you have to be afraid of? Nothing. Nothing. So we children of God, we are children of God, we should not be afraid. We should not be emotionally low. We should not be sad. We should not be depressed, because we are courageous foot soldiers of God. So the only thing we need to do is to pray to God, God, in your name. God, I fight this fight in your name. Lord, just bestow me, give me enough faith, so I can see, open my eyes so I can see what you have set out me for me to fight, and what kind of help you are sending to me to help me out. Lord, I want to rely on you. Lord, I want to trust in you. Lord, I will not feel afraid, will not be frightened. Lord, I want to fight this great fight. Isaiah 60:18 said, no longer will violence be heard in your land, and no ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. So God says our salvation is our walls, and our praise is our gates. So once when we start to praise God, we enter into the place God has set out for us. And our salvation is the walls. Our salvation will protect us, will preserve us. So there's nothing to be fearful. There's nothing to be afraid about. So today I think I really want to go through a review of what we have talked about. Remember, we start from quite a few sessions back. We said that the reason we are engaged in this spiritual warfare, in this spiritual battle, is because both Satan and the Lord wants to establish his residence in us. God wants to do this. The evil one wants to do the same thing. So that's why the force of bright and the force of darkness, they are fighting within us. And our spiritual life, our spiritual realm, is the battleground for this fierce fight between the force of brightness and the force of darkness. So the reason Satan is still around, Satan is still in existence, Satan is still doing all his destruction and does his work in this world, is God wants to use Satan to train his people, to train his children, to mold his children to be more like Christ. And when we fight against the dark forces, when we fight against the evil one, and when we conquered, when we just came out victorious, then we realized what great strength, what great power we can draw on the Lord. The Lord is the source of power. The Lord is the source of strength. The Lord is the source of comfort, of everything. No matter what kind of need we have, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Just go ahead. Go ahead. Just in the name of our Lord, just fight this spiritual warfare. Fight this spiritual battle. And you can be a conqueror. You can be a victor. It's not by yourself. It's not rely on your resources and on your strength. But everything is from God. God is our just refuge. God is our just fortress. God is our rock on which we stand. So we do not be afraid. We do not be timid. We should not be frightened. We can just step forward. We can march forward into this great battle. We also talk about the enemies. The enemies. Satan is one of our enemies. Then another thing is our own sinful nature. Our sinful nature is another enemy. So we will proclaim in the name of the Lord. We won't let the sinful nature take control of ourselves, take control of us, both spiritually and bodily. We want to submit our body to the will of God, not to the to the control of our sinful nature. So we need to continually tell ourselves, we won't let our sinful nature to control ourselves. We want to just fight against our sinful nature. We want to make our body holy, holy for God, because our body is the temple of the Lord. So particularly we Christians living in North America, we need to be very careful, to be on guard, because we live in this country which is full of material possessions, and we live in discomfort. Oftentimes, we just become less in our guard, and we are so easily just sort of distracted by the comfort, by the enjoyment of this world, and gradually we just divert from the path of the Lord has set before us. So we need to be very careful on that. Oftentimes for those countries, they are undergoing all sorts of persecution, particularly religious persecution. And these Christians are very strong Christians. These Christians are very firm Christians because all the tribulation. So many mainland Chinese Christians, after they came to this country, they shared with me, and they used to be very staunch Christians, but after a few years they have been in this country, they become more and more just gradually fit into this mode of comfort, fit into this mode of enjoy the present day life and all material possessions, and spiritually they become colder and colder, become more lethargic Christians. The sister just shared her testimony with us. She did not go into all the details, but I personally knew a lot of things, a lot of details she shared with me, which really attest to the fact that the Lord really has helped her to fight this great spiritual warfare. She did not fight alone, because she fights with the Lord. She fights with the strength of the Lord. She fought with the power of the Holy Spirit. And her daughter used to run away from the home. But she did not give up. She praised the Lord. She praised the Lord for everything, including what happened to her daughter. Then now her daughter came back to home. Her daughter came back to her now. And her daughter used to be a very, very disobeying child. But she did not do anything different. She did not do anything which is drastic. She did not do anything which is dramatic in present day's views. All she did is she prayed to God. She just handed her daughter's affairs to the hands of God. And she prayed to God. She said, God, I left my daughter to your hands. I don't know how to deal with her, but I praise your name. I praise you. I praise you for my daughter. Even though all these things I don't like, I don't like to see, I don't like to witness, but Lord, I still praise your name because there is a purpose behind this. I just praise you, Lord, I praise you because of that. Simply she praised the Lord for her daughter, and she did not do anything drastic. Then out of the blue, her daughter came back. Her daughter repented. And nowadays, she shared with me, oftentimes early in the morning when she wakes up, her daughter wakes up in the morning, she said, Mom, I love you. I love you so much. And oftentimes she shared her spiritual life with her mother. They had a very close and intimate relationship. They also have a very caring and a loving relationship. And she often asked her mother to pray for her so she can be a good student at school. She can be a good student at her high school. And we all knew that her daughter used to be a lazy bone, even though when the class starts at 9 o'clock, she did not wake up until after 9 o'clock, stuff like that. And even though it's exam time, she often missed her exam or be very late for her exam. But now she changed. She changed. All these were history now. And she completely changed a person. So God can change a person. God can change a person. The only thing you and I need to do is we need to bring this person to God through our prayers, in our prayers, and with our prayers. We can bring this person or can bring people to God. So when we pray, when we present this person or present our people to God, people were brought to God, then God will really do wonders in their lives. God can. It depends about how earnestly you and I pray. So do not just fret about what happens to your children, what happens to your son, what happens to your daughter. The only thing you can do, and actually it's not a difficult thing to do, is you just bring your daughter, bring your son to God, and you can pray to God, God, you love my daughter more than I do. You love my son more than I do. Even though when I look at what happens to my daughter or to my son, it seems hopeless, but Lord, I want to rejoice in you. I want to rejoice in you. I want to draw joy from you and in you. Lord, I just refuse to give up on him. I refuse to give up on her. Even though I do not have the wisdom, even though I don't know what to do, even though I don't know how to do it or what should be done, but Lord, I can bring him to you. Lord, I can bring her to you because you have your time. I trust your timing. I trust your timing. Even though he is my son, even though she is my daughter, but you know the best for him. You know the best for her. I just trust you. I just rely on you. I rely on your wonderful job. So all parents, do not love your children more than your God. If you just love your children more than your God, then you will experience all sorts of difficulty with your children. But if you just love God more than your children, and no matter what kind of difficulty, what kind of problems you experience with your children, with your daughter, with your son, but all you need to do is praise God, is come to God, is to kneel down to pray to God. God, I love you. I love you. And I also trust you. I also believe in you because you know what's the best for my son. You know what's the best for my daughter. So I just love you. I put you ahead of my son, ahead of my daughter. And I want to have this close relationship. I want to have this intimate, loving relationship with you. I want to bring my daughter to you. I want to leave my son in your hands. All I need to do is pray. All I need to do is pray. And I know you can do wonders. You can bring wonder into the life of my son, into the life of my daughter, into the life of my children. I don't know how you will do it. I don't know when you will do it. Only the thing I trust is you will do it. You will do it in your time, at the time you have set. Not according to my agenda, but according to your timetable. Lord, I trust you. So the important thing being a parent, we need to come before God to pray to God. God will change us to be more like him, more like the people he wants us to be. He wants us to be. So do not just hold on to ourselves. We want to do this way. We want things to be done that way. We want our sons to be this person. We want our daughter to be that person. But you first, you need to give yourself to God. Lord, I'm giving myself to you. You just make me, you just form me, you just mold me in the image that you want me to be, into a person you want me to develop to be, into a person you want me to grow to be. So I just put my trust in you. So I enter into your rest. I enter into your rest. I can proclaim in your name. I can proclaim victory in your name. So your name can be glorified through me. You know what? The most difficult thing God wants you to do is to give yourself to him. to present yourself into His hands. So if you are willing to present your very own self to His hand, to God's hand, let Him make you, let Him mold you, let Him change you, then He will change the people around you. He will change the way your son has been behaving. He will change the way your daughter has been behaving. So the important thing is you need to engage yourself into this spiritual battle, which is to give up control on yourself. It is the most difficult thing for every person to do, is to give up the control, give up the reign of our own life, of our own fate, of our own agenda. We simply refuse to do that. But this is the essence, this is the fiercest battleground of the spiritual warfare, which is give up control of our very own life, to give up control of ourselves. We give the control to our God. So we really need to be very careful in everything in our life, through everything, particularly the trivial things, small things we need to do in the name of the Lord. We need to do for God's sake. We need to do for the purpose to glorify the name of our Lord. We also talked about one key to fight the spiritual warfare is to praise the name of the Lord, to praise God, to praise God. This is a very simple thing. This is a simple weapon. It is easy to use. We need to praise our God with our mouth, which is described in Psalm 149. We praise our God with our mouth. We need to open our mouth to praise the name of the Lord. So praise is one of the most powerful weapons to use in this spiritual warfare. Pastor Chow of Korea, he shared with this his personal experience. When he goes back to home, when he saw that his wife seems a little bit sullen, seems unhappy, seems sad, and he just retreated to a private location, maybe a room and maybe a bathroom, and he started praise God with his mouth. Praise the great name of the Lord. He praised God. He praised God. He continued to praise God. He praised God with a loud voice, with an open mouth. He praised God. Then he prays for a few minutes and sometimes for a long time. Then he came back out of the room and he just approached his wife. Now his wife completely changed. His wife's demeanor is turned to be a very happy face. See, this is the power of praise. You and I need to praise God. Praise God. Sometimes we have troubles with our family members. We have difficulties in relating to our spouses, our wife, our husband. And sometimes before we go ahead and try to solve the problem, to solve the troublesome relationship, we need to do the first thing is praise God. Praise God. Praise God with our mouth. And it is the same thing in our church. When we experience difficulty in our church, and sometimes you experience problem with a relationship with a few people or with other Christian brothers and sisters in the church. All you need to do not solve the problem by yourselves. And all you can do is you can come to God to praise God, to praise God, praise His great name. There's two sisters in the church, Sister A and Sister B. These two sisters, they have very different characters. They live together. They share the same room. And Sister B is kind of lazy person because she did not clean up after herself. She did not wash after she ate all that. So Sister A was kind of frustrated about this. And she was very unhappy about Sister B. And she had deep grudges against Sister B. And because of that, they have problems between the two of them. They experienced a problem. And Sister B was kind of a puzzle. What happened? What happened? Why she is so happy? Unhappy? Why she is unhappy to see me? Why she always give me this long face and dirty look? What happened? Then later on, when Sister A just heard this message about praising God as a weapon in the spiritual warfare, and she started to learn this lesson. She started to praise God for the problems in her life. She started to praise God's great name explore the problem between her and Sister B. So she understood. She realized that this is not just a personal problem. It is a spiritual warfare. This is a problem Satan has put in her life. This is a wedge Satan has put between her and Sister B, between these two Christians. So she praised God and she proclaimed in the great name of the Lord. I know. I proclaim in the great name of the Lord. I just depart from me, Satan. Depart from me, Satan. I'm not going to hold any grudges, continue to hold any grudges against Sister B anymore. I'm going to change my attitude. Lord, help me to change my attitude. Lord, help me to give me more patience, to give me more love towards Sister B. Lord, help me. I refuse to get angry. I refuse to harbor bitterness. I refuse to harbor grudges against Sister B. Satan, just depart from me. I'm not going to be tempted by you. I'm not going to surrender to your schemes. So I want to praise the great name of the Lord. So she continued to do that. She continued to do that. As soon as she sensed the slightest sense of anger, of grudges against Sister B, she just kneels down and she starts to pray to God, and she starts to praise the great name of God. Because of that, her relationship with Sister B gradually changed for much, much better, much, much more loving, and much, much more smooth. So, brothers and sisters, we can do the same thing. No matter what we do, whether we are cleaning the house, whether we are washing our dishes, whether we are just driving, we can praise our God. We can praise our God with our mouth. The important thing, we need to open our mouth to praise our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I want to praise your great name. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for my family. Your love fills my family. I thank you. Lord, I thank you because all the help you have given me. Lord, I help you because all the blessings you have given to my family. Lord, I help you because my family, we have a loving family. We have a caring family. I just thank you. I thank you. So it is very important, particularly for Christian brothers. We brothers, we are thinking type, we are intelligent type, and we are more cerebral. So we need to force ourselves. We need to urge ourselves to open our mouth to praise our Lord. So it is important, brothers and sisters, it is important, no matter what you encounter, no matter what you just met at the office, or you just had some rocky relationship with your boss at work, all that. The important thing is we need to open our mouth, to use our mouth to praise the Lord. Do not use our mouth to curse, but use our mouth to praise the name of the Lord. And if we do that continuously, if we do it day in, day out, you will experience great changes in your personal life, in your family life, in your office life, and you won't be a sad person. You won't be a downcast person. You will be an uplifting person. You will be a happy person. You will be a joyful person. So praise God is such a powerful weapon. And this is a weapon very easy to use, and it's always available. Whenever you can pick it up, and whenever you have need, you can pick it up. No matter what you do, you can always praise God with your mouth. So Christian brothers and sisters, this is important. We are of a royal priesthood. We are people of a great kingdom. So since we are people of a kingdom of God, we need to just manifest that by praising God, using our mouth. So we often need to examine our hearts. We need to search our hearts, search our spiritual realms. If we haven't been praising God for some while, or if we, in our spiritual realm, we have become more and more quiet, we need to be careful. We need to open our mouth. We need to use our mouth to praise God, to praise the Lord. Mrs. Robinson had very good teachings along this line. So whenever we find the spirit of darkness, the spirit of gloom occupies our heart, then we need to open our mouth and praise the great name of the Lord. So this is the most useful weapon. This is one of the most powerful weapons to fight against gloom, to fight against downcast emotions, to fight against our moodiness. What other weapons we have talked about? What other weapons? Remember, what other weapons we have talked about? Another thing is proclaim. Proclaim victory of God. Proclaim victory of God. So in the name of the Lord, you and I, we can proclaim victory also. We can proclaim our victory. Our victory is based on God. Our victory is won by the great fight of our Lord. So another weapon is proclaim victory in the name of the Lord. It is very important. We need to proclaim the word of God. We need to proclaim the word of God. When we have need, when we face any difficulties, when we face the fearful feelings, then we need to proclaim the word of God in the great name of the Lord. In the word of God, we proclaim victory. And a while back, I used one example of one minister. And even during, in the middle of his speeches, and all of a sudden he was attacked by those sexual thoughts and immoral thoughts. So she just went to the waterfront, walked along the river by himself, and he proclaimed the victory of God. In the name of the Lord, all these evil thoughts, all these filthy thoughts, they don't belong to me. They are not from within myself. They are from Satan. I just proclaim in the victory of the Lord. I just command these evil thoughts depart from me. I refuse to be attacked by these thoughts. And because he proclaimed a victory in the name of the Lord, and these thoughts just left him. These thoughts simply left him and never came back. So in the same way, sometimes we have we have sinful thoughts, we have evil thoughts, we have dark thoughts we don't like, we don't want them to be in within us. And we can do the same thing. We can proclaim the victory of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I just command these thoughts, these dark thoughts, depart from me. These evil thoughts, depart from me. I don't want you because I want to fight against you. These dark thoughts, I command these thoughts of failure, depart from me. Then we also talk about another weapon is to wait, to spend time before the Lord, to spend quality time and a quiet time in solitude with the Lord, in the inner chamber of the Lord, which is to wait upon God. To spend every day, to spend some time to wait upon God. This is another very important weapon we Christians have in our command, but oftentimes we fail to use it. We fail to call upon this great weapon, this power of this great weapon. I shared with you many times, like a common cold, sometimes a headache, stomachache, all sorts of discomfort and dispositions. And I just proclaim the victory of the Lord, and I just wait upon God. When I spend time before God, when I wait upon God, through a tiny voice, in my intimate time with the Lord, the Lord will say something to my heart. And sometimes Lord will shine His light to show me what I have done, which is not pleasing in the sight of the Lord. I need to do something about it. And sometimes Lord just said something which is comforting my heart. Sometimes Lord is promising me that He has healed me. All I need to do is to pray His great name. And don't do anything else but praise God and thank God because God has healed me. And another person just shared me he had the same problem, and he had a problem with another Christian, fellow Christian in the church. So he had this grudges. Then when he spent time before the Lord and in silence, the Lord just showed him and directed him what he needed to do, what he needed to say to the person, to talk to the other person, and he just simply followed the guidance of the Lord, and the problem was solved. The problem was simply solved. So in Psalm 4, 42, and verse 5, verse 10, it also says this thing. says, as a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Verse 5, it says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? So sometimes we feel low, we feel down, we can proclaim the word of God. This is an example, Psalm 42, verse 5. You can just proclaim these verses. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? So when we proclaim the word of God, we can really be uplifted by the power of the Lord. So back in Taiwan, I remember once I received a phone call, and that call really caused a great disturbance in my heart and in my spirit. I was so hurt. And shortly after, I received another phone call. Another sister called me. She wanted to talk to me about her emotional problem. And she had this problem with another guy, all that kind of thing. She needed just to vent her feelings. And she needed some comfort, needed someone to talk to. And I promised, and I myself was so low, was so down, was so disturbed, was so hurt. I almost felt that I could not talk to her. But she came anyway. So I just put my feelings aside. I forced myself to put aside my own feelings, my own emotions, and I just listened to her, and I served her, I talked to her, I just be a good listener to her. And I also, not only that, we spent about 2 hours talking. Then after that, I just finally we just prayed together for her problems. And when she left, miraculously, I was so surprised. My own hurt, my own disturbance was completely gone. And this is really something. So if you put down your own hurts, own feelings aside, you serve the Lord via serving others. So this is an example, because I served the other sister, my own problem was gone. The Lord took it away. Another weapon we talked about, I want to just reiterate, is to obey God. To obey God. Obey God is another important weapon, which is not so easy. This is not an easy lesson to learn, but it is one of the most powerful weapons Christians can use. Oftentimes, we heard people share with us when they grew up, and for example, two different people, they grew up with a lot of hurts in their lives. But one person became a very difficult person to socialize, very difficult person to deal with, because he harbored this bitterness and in his heart. But another person, when he was young, he had a lot of things against him. He had a difficult family. He had a difficult parents. But he simply obeyed. He simply obeyed whatever his environment, even though the environment was very difficult, was very tough. But he just was an obedient person. He obeyed. He kind of submitted to these difficulties. He submitted himself to these tough situations. So he also grew up, but this person grew up, it seems, there's not much to be traceable as far as he heard what he experienced in his younger years, because he was an obedient person. He was a submissive person. So obeying is very important. If you kind of accept, you submit yourself to the difficult, to tough things coming your way, and you put your trust in the Lord, you will become much more emotionally healthy person. On the other hand, you can be a very, very difficult person. When you grow up into your adulthood, you can be a difficult person. You can be a problematic person because you harbor too much hurts. You harbor too much wounds and a bitterness in your heart. So we Christians need to be very careful. When we experience unhappy things, when we experience difficult things, when we experience troublesome things or situations, do not grumble. Do not grumble like the Hebrews grumble in the wilderness. Do not grumble. This is the worst thing can be happening to our spiritual growth. When we experience these things, we need to pray to God. We first need to thank God. Then we need to ask the strength, ask the help from God, and to deliver us. But if the help does not come, If God does not seem to change our situation, then just obey. Then just submit to whatever God has led in our way. Then we will become a more thankful person. We will become a more grateful person. We will become a more emotionally healthy person. I hope you all remember I shared with you another testimony, which is an example of another Christian brother. He in his office, he had a very bossy manager, and who seems like doing the big brother's job all the time. And his boss seems to be the one who is watching over his shoulders all the time. And the other people, they hate it. The other people in the same group, they hate it. And one person even developed stomach bleeding, all that. But because he obeyed, not only that, he accepted that fact, and he praised God for that. He thanked God for such a boss, because his attitude, because his whole take on this same situation, on this whole same scenario, then the boss really liked him. Not only that, and he had a very good relationship with his boss. Not only that, and he enjoyed this work environment, and he became a very happy person. Back in Taiwan, I remember in the older church, we had two cell groups. One is group one, all the brothers, and group two is all the students. When group one had a party, and after a party is over, normally they have a lot of leftover food, all that, in terms of that. Then often they say, well, since we have so much left over, let's pack it up and bring to those piglets. They call the students' cell group, all these people, they call them piglets, of course, in a friendly way. And so they said, let's bring the food to them. And the second group, all these students, they gladly received the food. Also, they just gladly received the friendly term. It's they were called the piglets. So later on, this brother, when he was in the army, enlisted in the army, and because and the army commanders, it's in the army, it is always a very, very sort of like disturbing sight is that all the officers are very mean and very rude to their subordinates, and they also call them, you are so stupid, you guys are pigs, you are pigs. And a lot of people, they can't stand it. And a few of them even committed suicide because they simply could not stand it. But for the younger brother from the second cell group, and they gladly sustained that that name calling because he was used to it, and he did not make it a big deal. So the important thing is, brothers and sisters, we need to sort of like a turn to God. Everything turn to God, no matter it. And it may be demeaning, it may be belittling, but what you have to lose, as long as our comfort comes from the Lord, our solace comes from the Lord, and our strength is from the Lord, and our respect is also from the Lord, our personal respect, personal esteem. The Lord puts a high value on each and every one of us. So it is important. That's a very important thing. So we do not follow the footsteps of these Hebrews. They were wandering in the wilderness when Moses was their leader. We need to be very careful. Never grumble. Never grumble. Let's turn to Bible. Let's turn to our Bible to 110. 110. Verses 1 through 3. 110 verses 1 through 3. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make you enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion. You will rule in the midst of your enemies. This is very, very encouraging, very powerful verse. Here says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. So this tells us our Jesus is being seated. Our Jesus is seated. Seated means a person has accomplished his job. He has finished his task. He has finished his commission. And this person is at rest because he sits. When a person sits means he is seated. He is seated. He has been victorious. He has conquered. So this is a very important verse. This tells us how Jesus has conquered. Jesus has been victorious. So Jesus has been a victor. Jesus has a victor, and he is extending his scepter. So you and I, we can rule in the midst of our enemies. Yes, we are facing a lot of enemies. We are facing a lot of poisonous arrows which is coming our way, which were shot by Satan, shot by the evil one. But we can fear not. We just simply fear not because our Jesus is seated on his mercy seat, is seated on his throne, because Jesus is a conqueror. Jesus is a victor. So he is extending his scepter to help us out. You and I can rule in our enemies. So brothers and sisters, you and I need to live a holy life. You need to live a life of sainthood. It's very important. We need to pursue holiness. We need to pursue holiness in our daily lives. In everything we do, in every word we say, in every thought that goes through our mind, we need to always be on guard. We need always be very careful. Is it holy before our Lord? Is it holy? We have need to pursue this holiness before God. Only when we are doing that, we are striving for that, then the Lord will extend his scepter in our way to help us, so we can rule in the midst of our enemies. But if we are not holy, we are not clean before our Lord, and it would be difficult for our Lord to do that. For one sister, for 19 years, they had her family had this problem, very broken a problem. Even though she served at a church, she came to church every Sunday, and she also served. She joined all sorts of activities of the church, but her problem. Her problem existed because she had a lot of bitterness against her husband and all that. And when she changed her attitude, she refused. She started to proclaim in the victory of the Lord. She tried to deal with her anger, to deal with her bitterness against her husband. And she changed. She proclaimed in the name of the Lord. She changed. She said, Lord, I do not want to be controlled by my anger. I refuse to be controlled by my bitterness against my husband. Lord, help me. I pray to you. I just bring myself to you. I also bring my husband into your presence. Lord, help me and help my husband. You help me to change my heart, to change my attitude. You also help my husband to change his ways. She also used to complain, to grumble against her mother-in-law. This is another problem of her difficult family. And she even shared some testimony with the church. She only talked about how the Lord changed her mother-in-law that. But she neglected the sign that the Lord is waiting to change herself. She neglected that side. But later on, the Lord shone his light into her heart. She realized on top of these, she needed to open herself up to the Lord. She needed to invite the Lord to come into her heart, to change herself before anything else. And so she realized that. She realized that's the most important thing, and that's the most important step she hadn't done yet. So she started to talk, to pray to God. She prayed to God, Lord, come into my life. Come into my life. Lord, change my life. Change my life. Change myself. Change myself. Change my attitude. Change me first. Lord, change me first. so I won't be so concerned, so anxious about what my daughter is doing, where my daughter is going. I just trust in you. I trust in you. I put my daughter into your hands, even though my daughter is not doing something right. My daughter, the way she behaves, the way she dresses, I don't like that at all. And the friends she is hanging out with, I don't like that at all. But Lord, just change my focus. Change all my focus to focus on you, focus on your power, focus on your trustworthiness, to focus on your strength, to focus on your faithfulness. Lord, just change me to make me focus on you, to make me to concentrate on you. So Lord, I want to refuse to give up to my feelings, to my grudges, to my bitterness, to my anger, to my disappointment. Lord, I want to put my trust in you, to put my belief in you. Lord, just put my old self on the cross with you. I want to put myself to death. Lord, I want to believe in you. Lord, change me. Change me. Because she did that. She did that. Lord, change her family. After 19 years, the Lord changed the family. Because why? Because through prayer, through praising God, she just put the difficulty, put all the problems into the hands of the Lord. She simply trusted. She simply prayed. So the Lord just did wonders in her life. So, Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, I want to thank you. Lord, I trust in you because you promised me you will make my enemies a footstool for my feet. You promised me to make my enemies a footstool for my feet. What great verse, what great promise, what great power. Lord, I want to trust you. I want to trust you. I want to rejoice in you. Brothers and sisters, if we really pray like that, God will do His work. God is faithful. He will work. He will do His work. He will never be unfaithful to you. He will never be unfaithful to His own promise to you. So if you pray like that, if God starts to work in your life, God starts to change yourself, God starts to change your life, to change the people in your life, then you will become, your faith will become stronger. Your faith will become firmer. Your faith will become deeper because you experienced Him. You experienced your faith. His faith is no longer just teaching. Faith is no longer just a slogan. Faith is no longer some knowledge in the Bible. Faith is your life. Faith is your very own personal experience. So like I said, our old self really need to be put on the cross, need to be nailed on the cross, need to be put to death piece by piece. If we really just try to, we just hold ourselves onto ourselves so tight, we protect our old self so tight, how can Lord do any work in you? The Lord cannot change you because you just hold on to your old self. You need to let go. You need to let go. You need to open yourself up. You need to make this determination before the Lord. Lord, help me. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. Help me. Strengthen me so I can start from today. I can put peace and peace of myself, put them to death. Put them to death. So the more pieces of myself I put to death, the more Lord can come into me and work and mold me and change me into His own image. And one sister just shared her experience. Her mother back in Taiwan was very weak, and because of her age, she often visits the hospital, and quite frequently because she had this problem, that problem, and so she goes to the hospital every so often. So when she just went back and visit her mom, she prayed with her mom. She said, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. Lord, you gave us life. You want to give us a healthy life, not only a life. A life is not a struggling life. A life should be a healthy life. It should be an enjoy life. I trust in you. I believe in you. I just trust. I praise your great name. I believe that you will give my mother, even though in her old age, you will give live a helpful and healthy and enjoyable life. I trust in you. I praise your great name. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you for my mother. Lord, I praise your great name for my mother's health. Then she came back. Well, after she came back, about eight to 10 months later, her mother just talked on her phone and said, well, you know what? Since you prayed with me a long time ago, and since you left, you went back to America, I have never been once to the hospital because simply I felt so healthy. There's no need. There's no need. I don't need to go to the hospital. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for the great power of the Lord. Your God is a living God. So, brothers and sisters, we need to obey our God. We need to rely on God. We need to praise our God. We need to thank our God for everything in our life. And particularly when we are engaging in this spiritual battle, we need to rejoice in the Lord. We need to rejoice in the Lord. Just watch our own attitude. Watch our demeanor. Watch our feelings. If we fight with a lot of tension, with a lot of stress, then we still do not trust the Lord. We need to trust the Lord. We need to pray to God. God, I just rejoice in you. God, I let you help me. One brother told me back in Taiwan, all of a sudden he received this notification, urgent notification, and he was a teacher. And he received this notification from hospital that his mother is on the deathbed. Because why? His mother, one kidney failed. Another kidney is only functioning one-tenth of the power. So she was going to die any moment. So our brother felt it was very bad, and he felt very low. Then he realized this is the problem. This is the problem that God has brought into his life to strengthen him. So he started to proclaim in the great name of the Lord. He said, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I refuse to be low. I refuse to be down. I want to praise your name. I want to praise your name. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you for my mother. Lord, I praise you for my mother. Lord, I refuse to be sad. I refuse to be brokenhearted. I refuse to be downcast. So he invited the church workers to pray for his mother. So the next day, the church workers went with him to the hospital. We prayed for him. Not only that, and the church workers just baptized his mother on the deathbed. As soon as we just sprinkled the water on her forehead, and she woke up, then she said, I'm hungry. I want to eat. I want to eat. And not only that, because she sat up, and she just went home. And she did not die. She did not die. The Lord helped her. Lord strengthened her, and she went home. So the important thing is, very important thing is how you and I deal with the issues in our life. So our brother then went home, was overjoyed, and he just prayed to God again, and God just talked to him directly. God said, you know what, why I saved your mother? Because in the bathroom when you prayed privately to me, because you refused to give in to sadness, you refused to give in and to grudges, to anger, to disappointment, and you just show me this smile. You really have this beautiful smile on face. You want to rejoice in my name, so I help you. So I answer your prayer because you thanked me, because you praised me for your mother. So I just answer your prayer. I want to just bless you. I want to bless your mother. So brothers and sisters, it is very important. We need to fight against our own emotions. We need to fight against our own feelings. We need to, no matter what kind of situation, we need to rejoice in our Lord. We need to just proclaim the great name of our Lord. We need to praise God. We need to praise God with our mouth. Lord, I just rejoice in you and in you only. I want to show joy to people. It's because of you. Because of you only. Not because of my environment. Not because of my situation. Not because of all my circumstances. But I want to proclaim your name. I want to proclaim your victory. I want to praise your name. I want to proclaim the word of God. I want to face all difficult situations with the faith, with the strength you have given me. So another thing we talked about, very important, we need to fight against the trials and temptations in our lives. And one thing we emphasize is money. We need to be very careful about our financial situations. We need to deal with our finances very carefully. One sister shared with me that she knew all along she needed to deal with the money issue. But even though she tithed, she offered it to church very generously, but she still sensed that she have a trace of greed in her heart. And one time her husband said to her, I want to give all our savings to a church. I just simply want to offer all our savings to one particular church. And she just stopped for a moment, thought about it. She said, okay, let's go ahead and do it. Because of that, because she said that, she felt her spirit was completely set free. She was no longer bothered, no longer disturbed, no longer controlled by any greed, any money issue. And she was completely free of any money issue. So brothers, we need to be very careful of all our desires. We have desires in various areas of our lives. We need to be very careful about our desires. And the most desires, we need to sacrifice them. We need to sacrifice them for the sake of law, for the cause of the kingdom, for the cause of the kingdom of heaven. So you and I, the most important thing, you and I need to do one thing. One thing is more important than the others, which is put ourselves to death. Put ourselves to death. You know what is the old self is in the way in your spiritual growth. You know it. You know it. Each person here know it. That where is your area you need to deal with? What is your old self? Or what is the most strongest, staunchest aspect of your old self you need to put to death? You need to nail to the cross. Once you do that, then the power of God will really set you free. So Isaiah teaches us we need to strive to enter into the rest of God. It seems like an oxymoron. So yes, but it is a truth by God. It is truth that God wants to teach us. We need to struggle. We need to fight very hard then to enter the rest of God. So Christian brothers and sisters, we need to be very careful. We need to be very careful. We need to enter into the rest of God. Do not grumble. Do not grumble. Do not complain to God. Do not be a grumbler. Do not be a complainer. We need to be very careful. Just let's learn the lessons from the Hebrew people who all died in the wilderness. They grumbled against God. God gave them meat. But finally, they all perished in wilderness. So when we talk about spiritual warfare, the most important, the most prominent aspect of it is to strive, to fight very hard, to enter into the rest of God. If we can really do that, we can enter into the rest of God, which is to present everything, particularly our trouble, particularly our problems, particularly our suffering, all these things we put into the hands of God. Then we just trust Him. We just rest in Him. We just wait for Him and wait on Him. Let God do His work. Let God deal with these problems. Let God deal with these difficult situations. Let God deal with my hurts and wounds and pains. And I just refuse to feel angry. I refuse to feel bitter. I just want to keep myself in the rest of God. Let God do everything for me. If we can really do that, then we will really be a strong soldier of the Lord. Then we can really be a victor of this spiritual warfare. That's what God has set us out to be.